when the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Got a clock on the dot.
Kevin, Keith, and the Party Line Team.
Unless you've been living in a cocoon, you know that precious metal markets are booming. Whether you're cashing in on the recent gains or looking to hedge against a tough economy in the future, Virk's Fine Jewelry are the precious metals professionals. We've been serving the Lafayette community since 1946, and we understand the markets. Gold, silver, and platinum. Coins, bars, bags of 90% silver, gold and silver eagles. No one is more qualified than Virk's to help you maximize your dollars in today's markets. When it comes to coins, we're the area's only PCGS and NGC authorized dealers, so you know you're dealing with professionals. Whether you're a collector of fine and rare coins or adding to your portfolio with bullion products, Virk's is the area experts with inventory you need. No transaction is too large or too small. You'll always receive the highest level of service at Virk's Fine Jewelry, corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Hi, this is Mercedes Del Rio.
And Tina Duncan with Blevins Insurance. We are a locally owned and community-minded insurance company in Clinton County. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance with the best rates and trusted companies like Erie, Progressive, Nationwide, and many more. Come see us at our new location, 400 East Clinton Street, Frankfort, or give us a call at 765-650-7808.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
All right, WILO, it's the Party Line. Todd Berryman, and appreciate you coming in. We are finding our way. It's kind of like the computer version of pick a card, any card, and then we shuffle the cards, and then suddenly you find out that, no, I'm sorry, it's an Uno deck. JK, we have several for red in here.
Yeah, no, actually you go to shuffle the cards, and you end up dropping them all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
There is no pickup.
I keep hoping that, that maybe it'll be a thing where the computer will do the equivalent of us walking into the woods and we've got a dozen eggs and a bunch of cubed ham and some green onions and we drop it on the forest floor and it magically turns into an omelet. We're finding our way.
Yeah, well, anyway, we want to thank our sponsors for letting us be here. Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big Deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, Valdeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, and Mel's Starlight Drive-In, which we talked to Elaine earlier. Also, our HoosierLandTV.com sponsors for letting us Yeah, well, I don't want to say letting us grease the television with our appearance.
Maybe grease it.
Yeah, we're just going to go on from there. Ellis Jewelers, the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Black Hawk Winery, Pro Bike Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS Michigan Town, Ginda Funeral Home, All BQ's in Flora, and Minute Print It. We are lucky to have our guest on line one, Rich Kelly, Sheriff's Rich Kelly. I've known you since you were a little kid. It's hard for me to remember to put your title in there.
Well, good morning. Good morning, and glad to be on here. Thanks for the invite.
Well, thank you for taking the time. I know you've got a lot going on right now, and I'm just going to turn it over to you. Would you like to give a update to our listeners as to what's been going on?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the biggest thing probably yesterday we had a situation out there, the north side, north of Kirkland, and it was a situation where we had to call and get some mutual aid assistance through the Indiana State Police and with our own agencies, Michigan Town Marshal, Frankfort Police Department, our own people, and the fire department helped us out there, Kirkland, Clinton County EMS, Frankfort EM, everybody involved. And, you know, it's one of those things where we have to respond to situations granted, we weren't able to locate the person. We do have warrants for arrest for Matthew Gilbert, and it's a situation where there's a lot moving, a lot of moving parts in it. But for the safety of the community, safety of some individual people, Matthew needs to we need to get some information where he's located and getting picked up, because it's turning into a situation where he was at trial. A couple weeks ago, he had a trial here in Clinton County. He was not an inmate. He was, person facing trial, and he was found guilty, and he chose not to appear at the last court day where the sentence, or not the sentence, but the verdict was given. And from that point on, he's a fugitive, and we do have active warrants for him. So, in that case, he needs to be picked up or turn himself in and get some things straightened out.
Well, I know when something like that happens, it's tough on everybody, especially you guys. Do you know whether or not, have you heard any kind of an update as to whether or not the school out there, I know Clinton Central had gone on lockout, and I believe they are still on lockout, but I didn't know if you had heard anything have an update on that.
I don't know. I did not get an update, but I will follow up and check on it today. But, that is the school's choice, to do that, and especially in a given situation, without providing a lot of interior details, that's where he went to school, that's where he graduated from. He still has, connections and ties there. So, I think for the best interest of the school and the community, is just that, to either lock out or have some, different protocols for the safety of the students out there. And we'll work with Clinton Central to get that taken care of so that they can continue with some events and we can give them some help.
I wanted to follow up with you, too. How is Officer Caitlin Baker going? I know she was involved in an accident was wondering how she was doing.
Yeah, she is a corporal in the corrections portion there in the jail. She was involved in an injury crash on Farmer's Gravel there at the intersection at Bittersweet Nursery. And there's a lot to that. We had the Indiana State Police conducted the investigation, and that investigation, I believe, is still ongoing, or may have closed. I'm not real sure yet, and I haven't received any notification from them. The basic of it is a vehicle that was traveling northbound on the county road. Caitlin Baker was on Farmer's Gravel going westbound, and the vehicle northbound, by eyewitness accounts and by the information that we can gather, failed to yield there at the stop sign. So, there was a pretty serious collision at speed, so we're talking 55 miles an hour plus, or whatever the case is, but both of those vehicles, you know, collided there in the middle of the intersection, and the driver of the other vehicle was ejected. And, you know, so we think about the simplest things, going home from work, going home from, you know, school, going home from whatever activities we're going, and at any given moment, these crashes do happen. So, you know, people need to keep in mind, you know, eyes up, watch for the signs, watch for the roadways. You may have driven it 100 times, but there is an absolute possibility that you could be involved in a crash. So seatbelt usage is paramount. And, you know, so when those things happen, you know, we had a great response from Clinton County EMS, and fire. And it's something that, you know, we definitely, you know, Frankfort Fire responded to that. And, you know, it's something that we thank the state police for taking the investigation, and they'll handle that portion of it. And we just, you know, at any given moment, we can be involved in these crashes. So, folks, please, you know, follow the traffic laws, follow the, you know, the common courtesies, and take a look and keep your eyes up and down the road.
Well, and it's so easy, I think, for people to forget about stop signs and even yield signs on the back roads, because there's not that high traffic volume. And a lot of people blow those stop signs. And,
right, absolutely. You know, and it's one of those things where, you know, we can get complacent, and I think everybody's done it. You've driven home from work, from shopping or traveling, and you're just kind of dazing away, and you kind of forget which way you went or which way you came, or I didn't remember passing that. You know, so those are the things that we got to be, you got to be careful. And it's real easy to, you know, stare out into the cornfields and off in the distance and not pay attention. So, you know, and distracted driving, put those cell phones down, things like that. Let's keep our eyes up on the road.
How are you guys handling the heat? I know there at one time air conditioning units were kind of struggling. Are you guys still having to put some duct tape and baling wire to use, or is everything working for you?
Yes, we are. We are in the process of upgrading some things, but, you know, and I'm not a mechanical maintenance person, so, but, you know, everybody wants, you know, cold AC. Well, our project seems backwards. We're going to do boilers first, and then we're going to do chillers in the winter, kind of seasonal, so that one isn't down during the season, which makes sense, believe me. You wouldn't want those down for 4 or 5 days when you have a record week of heat. But we do have a maintenance schedule, and work with the commissioners, and the sheriff's office is going to, you know, be able to carry the bill for the boilers and chillers. And over the next, probably, I'm going to guess, year and a half, because it's going to take quite a while to get some of those parts in. And just like with anything with COVID and chain of supply and things like that, we are falling short on a few things. And we've ordered and paid for body armor for our correction staff, I would guess, almost a year ago, and we're still waiting on the product to be delivered. And it's a supply issue to the manufacturer. So, you know, I think in our chillers and our boilers, we've got to get on, you know, we've got to pay portions of it and then just hope that they get the parts and can get it delivered. So we're looking at, you know, I'm going to guess 3 to 6 months before they would even be prepared for delivery. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I hope this isn't the new normal.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's that way for everybody. All the different entities in the county are waiting on supplies, basically, because of the supply chain issues. Go ahead.
It affects every business, and you know, if you pay attention when you're, you know, some of the restaurants, things you go to, you know, they got their logo cups. Well, sometimes you get styrofoam cups now, sometimes you get plastic cups that have, you know, and there's nothing on them. And you know, so, I mean, it's just different. You know, there's, you know, people are realizing that, hey, there's some things that are not available. You know, so they're, you know, you see that supply issue, and it's ongoing. I think people are getting more used to it, but it's definitely, you know, I don't even want to mention the price of diesel fuel and gasoline. It's very apparent that there's some changes that have hit it. So, you know, with that, we still, you know, we had another crash on I-65 that was a fatal crash. And, you know, another thing, you know, let's folks. Let's take care of other people and, you know, things like that. Watch and try to be a witness and, you know, and everything else. You know, that was an unfortunate crash as well. And, you know, and ISP covered that, and we assisted them with that. And, you know, all the different fire agencies were out there. I mean, but it's one of those things where, you know, it happened at a time of morning where there was literally nobody out there to see the crash and help call that crash in. But, you know, it's like anything, folks. Just be careful out there and drive wisely.
How are you guys doing staffing-wise? Are you all up to par now? I know you had brought on some new officers or were looking at bringing on new officers. And how are things going there?
It's going good. We're in the process of hiring 2 merit deputies and bringing them on. And for those folks out there, those merit deputies are the ones that work the road, take the calls from domestic calls to crashes to other things, and help support the correction staff of transporting inmates to court and back and forth. So, you know, that process is still going. We've got a pool of people that we should be able to finalize that probably by August. And we are fully staffed at the jail facility, which is nice to say. And, you know, it's one of those things where we have openings and you have attrition, people quitting or resigning, you know. But the nice thing is the sheriff's office has a pool of people that we can reach into and get hired because of the interest we have there at the facility as well as our on the road. So, you know, we're in pretty good shape there. So I'm not suffering what some other police agencies and even fire, I'm sure, and the private community or private sector, you know, needing, you know, employees. We're in pretty good shape.
With everything that's going on, I know you guys are constantly writing grants, which is amazing. Grant writing is no piece of cake. I've worked on some grants before. What's on your wish list down the road?
The wish list would be a new jail and a facility, because we're, you know, and, you know, following the you know, commissioners and council and following the, you know, the different studies that have been done. The facility, you know, is almost 30 years old. I think it'll be 30 years old this year or next year. But it's one of those things where to bring that building up to speed and everything else, I mean, our commissioners, or especially our council, they have a true decision to make. I mean, it's, do you put, you know, $15 to $20 million into a 30-year-old facility, or, you know, do you, you know, try and find the funds to do a facility at, you know, and it's not going to be cheap. I mean, you're looking at, you know, $45 to $50 million, I would imagine, for a new facility. So those are the challenges. That's the wish list, to get that, make that happen in the next 4 years, 5 years, whatever it takes. But that is what's going to be needed there for the next you know, generation of, you know, this county and that sheriff's office. Well, so that's probably truly the biggest thing on my wish list, and I know it's a big one, and, you know, and we're going to try and work with council and commissioners to get that done, and we're going to find a way. Well, and just like anything, we look for grants, things like that that'll help ease the cost on that.
Right, and it's like you said, you know, do you put that $30 million investment into an old building, or do you up the ante to $45 to $50 to do a completely new facility that's going to last, and
right,
and not have to invest again? If you invest
right.
that $30 million now, you may be investing another 15, you know, five to ten years down the road,
or more. You know, so it's definitely, you know, something that's on the plate, and, you know, and I think they're giving it full attention, and you know, we've been meeting here almost every week to try and find a way to get that done. And, you know, we do have the federal inmate program that'll help supplement that, and I wish it could carry it, but it's one of those things that you know, the cost, you know, we can supplement the cost and try and knock that price tag down, and that's the whole idea of it. And you know, it's something huge for the rest of everybody else's career there at the facility, and it's something that's needed.
Well, Sheriff Kelly, if you've got the time, we have a caller that would like to talk to you. Carl's on the line, if we can get him switched over here just a second. Okay, Carl, are you there?
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Mr. Kelly, Yes. Are we going to get them electric cars like a lot of other places in the state of Indiana is getting? I mean, that sheriff's department, I believe it was Bagersville or something like that, it's on the news about they're going to go total electric because he says we can't afford to have our officers out here in the county driving around spending all the taxpayers' money on gasoline because his prices of gasoline, I think he said $100,000 it went up. So they're going electric. Now, are we going? Have they talked about that or anything?
I have talked about it with our own staff, and we've talked about doing. I know I've talked to a couple sheriffs up north that have went to hybrid vehicles for transport, for court services, for the, you know, and there's a, and like you say, there's a couple that are going to make a commitment to go total electric to their patrol vehicles. And that comes with a cost, and then that cost usually is almost double what a normal vehicle would cost to the sheriff's office and to Clinton County. And
down there at Bagersville said it only costs $60 a month for electricity on those vehicles. $60.
I can imagine that there's a reduced cost in because you're not buying gasoline. And that is something that we have talked about, and as far as with council finding the fiscal end of it to see if we could get that done. Now, when we order police vehicles, it's usually a year in advance, and it takes several months to get those in. So that's something that we will have to, you know, and honestly, we are going to have to look at something because this is something that is happened in the last year and a half with the cost of fuel that's going to make a difference in the future. So if that's the case that we're going to have to go to electric, then that's what we'll do to make the cost right for our community.
Rich, might I suggest the Flintstones technology?
Oh, absolutely.
what's the cost of a new police car when you order that a year in advance? Well, how much does a police car cost?
$38,000 is about the average cost. $38,000 to $41,000.
Well, that ain't too bad.
Is that before you modify it for police work, or does it come that way?
That's before you modify it. Add about an average of $5,000 to $7,000 for the for all the consoles, the gun lockers, the cages, canine kennels, things mm-hmm. like that. It's going to be an average of another $5,000 to $10,000. So. $50,000 is probably about the best estimate you could give on a police vehicle.
So you're basically in Cadillac Escalade territory before too long.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
You know,
how's those motorcycles doing, Rich? Are they working out pretty good?
They are working out good. We had a deputy out yesterday working some patrol and doing some things up north in that detour area in the north side of the county around Rossville and on the east side of the county. They work out, and
how many of them do we have?
There's four of them.
Well, I haven't seen any on the road, is the reason why I asked.
We had one was out at the crash on Farmer's Gravel, and then yesterday we had some patrol, and then we'll have them out. And well, if you're not out on the detoured routes, because that's kind of where I tell our guys to give some special attention up there on the north end and the county, and also, you know, east of here, makes a huge difference. But, you know, I'll remind them that they need to be out there so they can be seen.
Yeah, bless you for that, by the way. I live out there. I really appreciate the extra coverage out there because it can, with it being the detour, it can turn into a raceway out there. So,
It does.
Well, thanks for all your information, Sheriff, and all you guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
Take care.
Yeah, no, it turns into a racetrack out there. Oh, you just hung up on Rich. Sheriff Kelly, I appreciate you. Hopefully that's
that
him
might
calling
be
back.
Him. Hello, is that Rich Kelly on the phone?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Rich.
That was on us. I was kicking Dennis under the countertop here, and I disconnected you.
Yeah, he hit the wrong button. So, but no, like I said, thank you for putting those extra patrols out there in those detour areas, because and It gets really interesting with some of the semis trying to make turns that they can't really make. And I know your guys have had to be out there blocking traffic just because we have a semi that's gotten off the edge of a corner.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's one of the things that, you know, and everybody likes, why is that truck here? Why is that truck here? Well, you got to also remember, you know, that there's, I mean, you're just like I say, you have to have your eyes up and reading signs, watching signs. And this is the first time you're coming through the area. And, you know, I think on a daily basis, I stare into other people's, you know, eyes when they're driving in Frankfort or out in the county on these detours and they're lost.
Oh, yeah.
I'll flip my lights on and, you know, and roll my window down and you know, give them some directions. But it does, you know, and that's like GPS, or the assisted driving, the mapping systems that people have. You know, they don't have the current detours, things like that in there. You know, so for everybody else, please be patient and let's help these folks get around in our community.
Really, yeah, and be patient with these semi drivers because they, like you said, they don't know, and it's telling, and even our detour signs are telling them, you know, hey, you go this way, and they don't realize that 54-foot trailer is not going to make that turn.
Well, and sometimes that data is just flawed on its face. I was down in southern Indiana for a funeral in the town square where I used to live. It's one way going counterclockwise, and the map.
I don't know, on your end. Yeah, they should be on a hill with a white courthouse center in the middle.
Yes, and the and the map application insisted on sending me clockwise. I'm like, no, every direction I was coming from. It's like, do you understand? You're going to kill me if I do this. So, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely take those systems with a grain of salt. Don't have full faith in them. And it's okay to think outside of that system. But, yeah, I agree. I want to cover a couple other things that, you know, we've had going on here at the Sheriff's Office. Mm-hmm. We gave out 2 Indiana Sheriff's Association scholarships to local college students. And I'd like to remind everybody in the community, if you got a student that's enrolled in college and they are taking, you know, law enforcement class or that's their aspiration, what they want to do, it's $750 a year that the Sheriff's Association, they can apply through the Indiana Sheriff's Association and get that scholarship every year. One of our scholarship recipients, this is the second year that he's received it, so we appreciate them staying in and having the thought of being a police officer someday or in some type of law enforcement role. And so a couple other things, we had rifle training that we hosted and had an outside company come in. Frankfort Police Department had some units there, and as well as us and some other people from around the state and out of state. And our jail staff and the corrections portion, they received new tasers, and all of them went through the training and have been issued their tasers. So it was quite electrifying, to say the least. They spent about 3 days of receiving the taser bite and learning how to use it, and I've been asked, you know, why do they get tased? And it's just like mace, you know, the chemical agent that is used. If you don't know what it feels like, you may be apt to abuse it. And it's one of those things where the taser is a nice, it's a good tool to use, but it'll make muscles hurt that you didn't know you had. That's all I can say.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, if you don't go through it, you don't know.
Absolutely. So those are the great things that, you know, we've got accomplished here in the last month. And, you know, it is something that's paramount is to continue the outside training and getting and hosting these schools so that, you know, we start putting the Sheriff's Office in Clinton County on the map and bringing those outside agencies in here to stay in our community. And, you know, even if it's just for 2 or 3 days or a week and helping and learning. And every time you do that, I think every agency learns from those trainings. So future here, we've got the county fair coming up here in a couple weeks, which is super important, and it's going to be a great time for the county. You know, we look forward to that. We'll have a canine demo on, I think it's July 12th, and around 6 o'clock in the evening, there by the building there on the south end of the fairgrounds. So, you know, it'll be fun. We'll have deputies out there every day and at all the events, and look forward to seeing everybody there. We also have the July 4th holiday before it pops in there, so let's be cognizant of the fireworks you know, and basically it's 9 a.m. to midnight for the fireworks, and that is for the 4th and three other major holidays, Labor Day and Memorial Day. You can do the same thing. And the only adjustment to that, if you want to shoot fireworks any day of the year, is 9 to 11 p.m. So there's just an hour extension on those major holidays for fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, before we cut you loose, I know we're almost at the end of the time for Party Line. Anything that you want to put out there for, I mean, I know you've covered quite a bit of material. Just final thoughts for the general public out there.
Well, we're into the time where this is the weather's great. Everybody's out traveling and doing things. Motorcycles. Everybody's, you know, and with the price of fuel, gasoline, things like that, you are seeing more and more motorcycles out there on the roads. We have some novice riders. And, you know, just remember, the visibility of a motorcycle is tough. And, you know, and just like the bumper sticker says, look twice and save a life. And, you know, take a look and look down the road, look again. And there's no reason not to, you know, take that extra time to look when you're crossing intersections, things like that. And also for the motorcycle riders out there, hey, wear your protective gear. You know, you've only got one head, put a helmet on it, and, you know, things like that. And I know it's a choice here in Indiana whether you wear one or not, but, you know, make that choice if you, you know, and also ride with some courtesy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so not just our people in the passenger vehicles, but also the men and women out there on motorcycles. You know, be courteous and, you know, watch your speeds, things like that, and don't override your motorcycle. And, you know, and I think everybody on a motorcycle can understand that. So know your abilities. But, you know, so those are the things, you know, that are important for the summer is, you know, we've got kids out now. We've got water parks that are opening up. We've got, you know, things like that, a lot of events at the parks and the different parks there in Frankfort. And just be safe, use common sense, and that is the biggest ask is just watch the children out there on the roads and, you know, riding bicycles, things like that. And, you know, that's really, you know, the biggest thought for the rest of the year. Let's have a safe summer and let's use some common sense.
Well, Rich, I thank you for calling in, and as always, a delight and a plethora of information coming from you, and I hope everything goes safe out there. I know you got, like you said, you've got some active things going on, and I hope everybody, all your officers and you yourself, stay safe.
We appreciate it, and thank you, Clinton County. Let's have a great weekend.
All righty. That's Sheriff Rich Kelly from right here in town. He's given us a call, and we appreciate him calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Todd?
I think we're going to probably have to do our last break and close her off.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dennis, take us to break, and then we'll come right back, thank our sponsors again, and we'll
I've got the sponsors in there, so I think we're okay.
Oh, you think we're good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
I don't know.
I think
Dennis, do you think we just need to just close it out?
Just nod and smile, Dennis. No, not shrug. I said nod and smile.
Todd, thank you for hanging out with me today.
Thank you for allowing me to hang out with you.
We got
Rich filled in our content for
us.
Yeah,
he did. He did really well.
I was like,
let me tell you interesting
things about ponies.
I knew he had a lot. Well, yeah, I was going to ask you what your favorite old commercial jingle is that pops in your head because I.
By Menon.
Oh, geez.
Which is because if you've got an earworm, and I do this all the time, if you get a song stuck in your head and you hate it and you want it out of your head, you need to get rid of it by humming some small melodic fragment that is more irritating but won't stick around very long. So if I want to get rid of the music of Alanis Morissette or 38 Special, mm-hmm. I just have to go, bye, Menon. And it's gone.
Oh, wow. I figured for you it would be the Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, I used to.
Yeah.
Until I found the earworm killer, yes.
Uh-huh.
So helpful hint for you. That's a life hack for you from Todd.
I try not to think about jingles because if I do, the first thing that's going to pop in my mind is
W-I-L-O.
Not necessarily. Barry Manilow, because he wrote so many of
them. The McDonald's.
Yeah.
You Deserve a Break Today, I think was his.
Yeah. But he wrote a bunch of others, too, so it's like, for some reason, I don't necessarily get a jingle. I just get Barry Manilow, and
right.
I'm over it. So, all right, Dennis.
Roll us
out of here.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep, thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday right here on Party Line.
WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probyte Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Spring is officially here. Now is the time to get the boat ready for the water, the motorcycle ready for the open road, and the camper ready for the next adventure. But what about insurance? No better time than now to look at your policy and make sure you are covered. Why not turn to Volt Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency? Michelle and her team have many insurance companies to choose from, each with their own special packages. Call today at 654-0287 or stop in for a quote and let them customize your insurance coverage. At Volt Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.